we've been saying for some time now that we were hoping to see the government bring forward their plan, share their contracts with Parliament and with Canadians so that we could see the deals they made and better understand where we are positioning. They're failing to do that. The lack of transparency, I think, shows that they have no plan. Unfortunately, seeing the results of that with lagging behind and the amount of vaccines we need, it's very frustrating, I know, for healthcare workers, for our provinces, for all Canadians, that the light at the end of the tunnel seems very far away for us right now with this failure to procure vaccines. So we're going to keep pushing the government on that. Again, we need the government to succeed on that, and we want them to succeed on that. And that's why we're hoping that they'll be more transparent and work with us instead of just reading their talking points.
What kind of response did you get from the federal government this week?
I mean, frankly, we've been hearing the same thing that they've been saying for months, that they claim that we are on track to vaccinate all Canadians by September. So even pushing aside that is still a very long timeline, it's compared to most countries. The past couple of weeks, if you do the math, we've been off track to meet that target. We need roughly 2 million doses of a vaccine delivered to the country each week. And just a couple of weeks ago, we had zero doses delivered. So they haven't been able to tell us where they plan to make up those extra doses. And, it's very concerning for us, and it should concern all Canadians, which is why we're making this a top priority.